Welcome to a special episode of 1010 Thrive, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past 3.5 weeks, we have brought you the story of Mary, the young virgin from Nazareth, who said yes to the impossible. We wrap up our special presentation today with songs and scenes related to that production.
Precious moments like pearls upon a string, sacred memories, wonders making my heart sing. Everything I expected, everything I knew, changed with a promise too impossible to be true. But it wasn't a dream, it wasn't my imagination. A virgin conceived and bore a child. Heaven and earth were reconciled. Choirs of angels filled the sky with praise. Shepherds worshipped the babe with awestruck gaze. I treasure it all, treasure all in my heart. His first cry pierced the silence of night. His tiny hand wrapped round my finger tight. The cattle's breath made warmth against the cold, while angels sang the story prophets told of old. The way the star guided Magi by blazing bright, bringing them to us, oh, such a sight. But more than frankincense, myrrh, or gold, were hearts that knelt in faith untold. I treasure it all, treasure all in my heart. Some days I catch him looking at the sky, as if he hears a voice from far on high. He speaks of things no child should know, yet still delights in things here below. These mysteries I ponder in my heart. Each day I see new wisdom he imparts. The universe held in a child's hand, such truth too vast for me to understand. I treasure it all, treasure all in my heart. So I will guard these treasures in my soul, each precious moment making my heart whole. For who am I to bear this sacred trust when I am merely clay and dust? And though I know one sorrows lie ahead, I cherish every moment, every word he said. For in these quiet times of joy and peace, I feel God's grace and wonder will not cease. I treasure it all, treasure all in my heart.
Gadiel, come to me at once.
Yes, my king.
Has there been word from those foreigners from the east? Surely it would not have taken them so long to find that child.
My liege, I have heard rumors that their entourage has been spotted headed southeast towards the Nabataean kingdom. That might be the route that they decided to take to return home.
Fools! Do they think they can deceive Herod the Great? They dare defy me? I, who command legions, who rule Judea with an iron fist. This child, this supposed king of the Jews, he is a threat to my throne, to my very existence. And they would shield him from me? Very well. If they will not lead me to him, then I will find him myself. And when I do, rivers of blood will flow. No child in Bethlehem will be spared. This I swear.
Shh. set aside your crown that day. Such love poured out, such mercy shown, that God would leave his glorious throne. How can I help but give my all? How can I resist your call? When you gave everything for me, Lord, let
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.